Today's shiur is Masechta Brachos Daf Lamed Hey. We will begin on Daf Lamed Hey, on Aleph, on the first word of the new Perek, the new Mishnah. In our Masechta, we've discussed Hilchas Krishma, we've discussed Hilchas Tefillah, and now we begin to discuss Hilchas Brachos. Begins the Mishnah, Ketzed Mevarchim Ala Peiros. What is the proper bracha to be made on fruit? Says the Mishnah Peres Eilan on something that grows from the tree. Hu'omer, the proper bracha to say is Bairei Pri Hu'etz. Of course, Tosfos asked the question, shouldn't a Mishnah be gone by telling us that there's an obligation to make a bracha? And after we learn that there's an obligation to make a bracha, then we should have discussed what is the proper nusach bracha. So one Teretz Tosfos suggests is, as we learned, and we're going to learn in our Gemara, that also lahenis ma'olam hazeh b'loy bracha, that one may not have benefit from this world without first making a bracha, and therefore it's obvious that a bracha must be recited before you eat. The only question is, what is the proper nusach of the bracha? Another Teretz Tosfos, the tzlach to this Teretz, makes the observation, but that's assuming that we already know the teretz that the Gemara is going to suggest. The other teretz Tosfos gives is, as we learned in Daf Chof, we discussed the halachas, and further, we discussed the halachas of a Baal Keri, and one of the things we discussed was that a Baal Keri may not make a bracha, so obviously there's an obligation to make brachas. And now our Mishnah begins with what is the proper nusach of the bracha. Why doesn't the Mishnah begin with what every bracha begins with the words Baruch Ata Hashem Al Kinu Melech Olam? So Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis says that it's obvious that that's not the point of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is speaking about what makes every food unique, but all brachas begins with Baruch Ata Hashem Al Kinu Melech Olam. That isn't what our Mishnah is coming to teach us. But the Machzor Shekel has a different approach. His approach is that, and we've discussed this halachic issue, if when you're learning a Gemara, a Mishnah, are you allowed to say Hashem's name? So if the Mishnah would say, Baruch Ata Hashem Al Kinu Melech Olam, we would say Hashem's name. And we don't want to say Hashem's name. And therefore, we start with the Bari Priyoetz. Why, from all the brachas that there are, why do we speak about Bairei Pri Eitz first? So one teretz is, Bairei Pri Adama, as we're going to learn in our Masechta, can be the evid recited on fruit. Bairei Pri Eitz is only recited on fruit. And since it's only recited on fruit, therefore it's a more unique bracha, and that gives it a chashivas. Another teretz is that Bari Pri Adama, as we're going to learn in this Mishnah, is a subject of a machlokes, whereas by Bari Pri Eitz, everybody agrees that you make a Bari Pri Eitz, so he wanted to start the Mishnah on a halacha that there is no machlokes. Chutz min hayayin, except by wine, even though it comes from a grape, it comes from a tree. Shel hayayin u'omer, Bari Pri Hagafen. On wine, we make a Bari Pri Hagafen. V'aperis ha'aretz u'omer, on vegetables, we make a Bari Pri Adama. Chutz min hapras, except for bread, which comes from grain, which comes from the earth. Shel pas ha'omer, hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. The interesting question is that when we speak about bread coming from the ground, we say hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. When we speak about vegetables coming from the ground, we use the word hadama. So the Tiferes Yisrael asks, why over here do we use the word aretz? And why over here do you use the word adoma? So he says, bread that comes from a grain comes from the depth of the ground. And that's why we use the word aretz. Vegetables don't need to get nourished from so deep in the ground. And since vegetables don't require that deep nourishment that grain does, so that's why by vegetables we say ha'adoma, and by bread we say ha'aretz. Yirakus on vegetables. Who I'm a bari priya adoma. Rabbi Huda ever says bari mina d'shoim. What Rabbi Huda means to say with this is that there are different types of vegetables. There are vegetables where you eat the actual vegetable, a tomato, a cucumber. We eat the vegetable, and then there are vegetables that you eat the leaf, lettuce, etc. And what Rabbi Huda holds is that for every type of vegetable, there's a separate bracha. The question is, what's the halacha if somebody is eating a food that you're not allowed to eat, but he's eating it because he has to eat it for refuah? For example, if somebody is not well and he has to eat foods that aren't kosher, or he has to eat on Yom Kippur, he has to eat bread, chametz, on Pesach. What is the halacha? The halacha is that since they are what you're supposed to eat, and we're learning in our Gemara that whatever you eat something, you're supposed to make a bracha, and therefore the halacha is that you should make a bracha. Says the Gemara Menon Emili, the Tana Rabbanan, from where do we know that one has to make a bracha before he eats? Says the Gemara, the Tana Rabbanan, the Pasuk says, Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. The Torah teaches us about Revai. We know that the first 3 years that anything that grows from a tree is Orla, and it may not be eaten. The fourth year, it's Revai. It has the same halacha as Maisa Sheni, which means that it should be taken up to be eaten Yerushalayim. But if somebody doesn't have the ability to take it up to Yerushalayim, he could be paid it, he could redeem it, and take up the money to Yerushalayim. That's called Neter Revai. The Meiri explains that why does our Gemara begins with this question? Because as we said at the beginning of the Shir, it was obvious that we need to make a bracha. But ask the Gemara, from where is it so obvious that you need to make a bracha? So the Torah, when it speaks about Neter Revai, uses the words Kodesh Hilulim Hashem. Melamed, so it says the word Hilulim. Shetunin, bracha lefneim lachreim. You have to be mahalal. You have to praise Hashem lefneim ulachreim, before we eat and after we eat. Bikat omer bekiva, osel adam shiyotayim. A person may not eat anything kodem shivark, before he eats. So I saw the Mefarshim make a very important point. What does Rabbi Kiva say, osel shal adam shiyotayim? Tasting, we discussed tasting earlier in our Masechta. And the halacha is that tasting under certain circumstances may be mutter, even though you're not allowed to eat on a fast day, etc. But that's only if you don't ingest the food. But if you ingest the food, even if you just ingest tima, a drop, there's a chiv to make a bracha. Another pshat, that's a pshat that the minor brachas suggest. The tzlach suggests a different pshat. We know, we've discussed this, we will discuss this, that in order to make a bracha achroina, you have to eat a shir, a certain amount, otherwise you don't make a bracha achroina. However, when it comes to a bracha rishayna, even if you eat the most minimal amount, you must make a bracha. And that's why Rabbi Kiva uses the word osla odoim shiyitoim. As soon as you're going to taste even a small amount of food, there's a chiv to make a bracha rishayna. Ask the Gemara, the high Kaddish Lulim, is this what we learn from the word Kaddish Lulim? Ask the Gemara, Ami Baile, don't we need it to teach us Chad, Dam Rachman Ha'achle, as we said earlier? First you have to redeem the revived fruit, V'hoda Achle, and then you may eat it. Vidach, and another halacha to teach us, the Dovin Shatan Shira, a food that requires song, we'll explain that in a moment. That's where Tant Chila, that's where the din of Neter Revai applies. Vish ain't Tant Shira, but a food that doesn't require song, that doesn't have song, ain't Tant Chila, there is no din of Neter Revai. For explains the Gemara, Kur Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni Amar Rav Yonasan, Dom Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni Amar Rav Yonasan, Menayin she'ein Omrim Shila Elayayin. First question, how do we know that we only say Shira on wine? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'taymelem ha-gefen, the grape says to them, This is a pasuk in Shoftim where there's a mashal where the trees of the forest ask the vine to serve as the king. The vine declines, for as a king he would have to stop working to produce his wine, which gladdens Hashem and people. And he says, "V'taymel ha-magefen." The Geffen tells them, "Hachadalti es teroishi. Have I ever stopped giving wine? Hamasameich alakim banoshim." So, banoshim sameich. We understand that people can get happy through drinking wine. But the question is, alakim amasameich. How does that make Hashem happen? Happy. Now, from here we see, mikan she'ein oim shira. The shira is always recited el alayin. So we have two purposes to teach us the din of Hilul. And therefore, how can we use the word Hilulim to teach us the halacha bracha? And the Gemara continues. Hanicha leman the Tanan Neter Ravai. There is a question. Some say that Ravai applies to all fruits, anything that grows from a tree. And some say that it only applies to Kerem Ravai, to grape. So says the Gemara, Hanicha leman the Tanan Neter Ravai. According to the opinion that says that this halacha ravai applies to all types of fruit. So the second limud that we just learned that teaches us that ravai is only bayayin is not true. And therefore that hilul remains superfluous. And I could use it to teach us the halacha bracha. Albeit we can't learn the halacha both brachas because we only have one hilul left. But we can at least learn the halacha of bracha rishayna. El amanda the tani kerem ravai, according to the mandam that says that it applies only to kerem ravai. So both the hilulim, both hilul's are used. Ma'ik lameimar ditmar, because this is a machlokes. Where is there and where isn't there neter ravai and kerem ravai? The itma Rav Chiya, Rav Shimba, Rebbe, Chatan of Kerem Ravai, that the din of Ravai only applies to grape. The Chatan in Neter Ravai applies to anything that grows. And says the Gemara, Ulamanda Amater Ravai, even if you follow the opinion that Ravai only applies to grapes, Honi Chayalf Gzeri Shava, if I know that halacha through the following Gzeri Shava, the Tanya Rebbe Omer, Nemakan, the Torah says regarding Ravai, the words L'chois L'chem Tuvasai, V'nem L'halon, and when the Torah speaks about grapes, the Torah says Tvurus HaKerem. So we can learn Gzeres Shava. Ma'ala Halon, it's speaking specifically about Kerem, a vineyard. Afkan, I know that Ravai only applies by a vineyard. So if so, so I don't need the Hillel to teach us that Ravai only applies by grapes. And therefore, isolate Hillel LeBracha. I have one Hillel left over to teach us the Bracha. However, if the only way we know that Ravai only applies to grapes is because lo yalf gzeres shava. I don't have this gzeres shava because the only kolon gzeres shava that you heard from your Rebbe. And he didn't hear this gzeres shava from his Rebbe. So if so, how do we know that Ravai only applies by grapes? From the word hilul. So then we don't have anything left over, brach menale. How do we know the halacha of making, that you have to make a bracha? And says the Gemara, and even if we'll say that there is a gzeres shava, and I can use that gzeres shava to teach us that Ravai only applies by grapes. E nami yal gzeres shava. So one hilul is left over. So ashkechon, I'll be able to understand that you have to make a bracha achroina. Lefon of minayim. And as the Mefarshim explain, if I'm going to have to choose a bracha, I'm going to choose a bracha la'achrov, because there's already a precedent in the Torah that you make a bracha achroina of a chalt of a savata verachta. So the question that we began the Gemara with, how do we know that we're obligated to make a bracha rishayna, has not been resolved. Says the Gemara, holy kasha. Because once we know that you have to make a bracha achroina, asya b'kavachoymer, we could establish through a kavachoymer that you have to make a bracha rishayna. Why? Because shesavim mevarech, if you make a bracha when you're full, kshirov l'kashke, certainly, when you're not full and you're asking Hashem to make a bracha, then we should, to eat, I should make a bracha. So the question is, we're saying in our Gemara that the chiyuv bracha l'achrov, after you eat, is a stronger chiyuv than lefonov. So ask the Kesef Mishnah, This is in the Rambam Perek Gimel of Hilchos Brachos. Halacha Yud Beis, that we know that by bracha rishonim, we said it a moment ago, you even make a bracha, even if you eat the most minute amount. A bracha achrayna you only make if you ate the shear. But if the bracha achrayna is the raisa, and the bracha rishonim is the rabbanon, shouldn't it just be the opposite? So the answer is, the reason you make a bracha rishonim, he says, before you eat, even on the smallest amount, because you may start with the intention just to eat a little, and then decide to eat more. So that's why even if you just eat a little, you make a bracha, rishona. Whereas when you finish, you know what you ate, and if you ate the right amount, you make a bracha, and if you didn't make the right amount, you don't make a bracha. Another pshat, that the Beis Ephraim, the Shaul's Chuz Beis Ephraim, he says the bracha rishona is recited for the hanor, for any pleasure you're going to have. And pleasure you're going to have, even if you're just going to eat a small amount. Whereas the bracha achrona is recited because you had achila. As the Torah says, v'achalta, it has to be an achila. And it's not considered that you had an achila unless you ate the shear that is considered achila. Ask the Gemara, Ashkechan Karen. So now we're saying that there's a superfluous Hillel by Ravai to teach us that you have to make a bracha, and therefore we learned halacha bracha rishona and bracha achrona. But ask the Gemara, if we're learning that this is only halacha by kerem Ravai, how do we know that by all other foods there's halacha a bracha rishona and bracha achrona? Shar minim minayin. Answers the Gemara, the yalef mekerem. We learn from kerem. Ma kerem, just like grapes are dovish shenena that you enjoy, you eat, v'tam bracha. So from here we learn, af kol dovish shenena, anything that you enjoy, tam bracha. Ask the Gemara, but kerem has a very unique halacha. Ikla mefrach, mal kerem, shechayev boilulis. There's halacha that if you have grapes that are underdeveloped, oilulis, and we will learn in Mitzvah Shem all the details of that halacha. The halacha is that you have to leave those grapes for aniyim. But that's a halacha that's unique to grapes. So the Gemara's question is, maybe only by grapes that has this unique halacha is there such a halacha bracha. Nowhere else. Answers the Gemara, kamatachiyach. We can bring a raya from produce. There's no din of oilless by produce. And yet, we have to make a bracha when we eat bread, says the Gemara. But malakama shekem mechayeves b'chala. When we know when we make a dough, we have to take off chala, a unique halacha by dough, says the Gemara. Kerem yichiyach. There is no chiyuv chala by kerem. And this we have very often in Shas, a limud which is called a tzad hashava. V'chaz ha'idein, we go back and forth. Lo rizeh k'rizeh, v'lo rizeh k'rizeh. Grapes are not like produce. Produce are not like grapes. What is the common denominator, however? Hatzad HaShavah Shemeh and Dovah Shenenen, they're both foods from which you enjoy, and there's aloch you need to make a bracha. Af kol Dovah Shenenen, from here we learn that any time you enjoy something, you eat something that you're going to enjoy, you need to make a bracha rishon and a bracha achroina. Ask the Gemara, but mal Hatzad HaShavah Shemeh, sheken yesh ben tzad mizbeach. Wine is put on the mizbeach. With all kabbalas, you have to bring nisach hayayin, and there were all wine. With kabbalas, you have to bring the carbon minchas that are brought from flour, from grain. So maybe only those foods that have this special attribute that they put on the mizbeach has the halacha that you make a bracha. Maybe no other food. And says the Gemara, for us in Namizayis will also include oil. Olive oil, this betzad mizbeach, because they're part of the ingredients of the carbon mincha. So you should make a bracha. But all other foods, how do I know I make a bracha? But before answering this question, ask the Gemara, v'zayis mitzad mizbeach asi, do we have to learn that you make a bracha on olive oil because it's put on the mizbeach? I could say a different reason why you should make a bracha on olive oil. Because v'hed yiksebe kerim. An olive field is called a kerem. Diksiv v'yiva megodish v'at koma v'at kerem zayis. This is a pasuk, in also in Shoftim, where Shimshon burned the fields of the Plishtim by torching the tails of the foxes, and it says that everything got burned. Megodish koma kerem zayis. So zayis is called a kerem, and in our shir we've already certainly established that on a kerem on vineyard you make a bracha. Omra papa, that's not a good raya. Kerem Zayis Ikri. It's not just called Kerem. It's called Kerem Zayis. Kerem Stam Lo Ikri. So we're back to our question. Yes, we have a makar. We have a source that you need to make a bracha on wine, on produce, on olive oil. But how do we know all other halachas, all other foods need a bracha? Mikom Makom Kasha. We go back to our original question. Malat Zara Shavish Behen Shekein Yesh Ben Tzad Mizbeach. All these foods have a connection to the Mizbeach. How do we know that a food that has no connection to the Mizbeach? Oh, so we make a bracha, says the Gemara. El Diyalf Meshivas Aminim. We learn from the Shivas Aminim, and the Torah, after it mentions the Shivas Aminim, says the halach of benching. So we learn from there. Mas Shivas Aminim, the Shivas Aminim which Eretz Yisrael are blessed. Adova Shenena V'Tam Bracha. So from there we'll learn, Af Kol Dova Shenena, anything that we enjoy requires a bracha. But says the Gemara, you can't learn all foods from the Shivas Aminim. Ma Le Shivas Aminim Shekei Chayev B'Kurim. The halacha is that the first fruit of the Shivas Aminim that get prepared, you have to bring to the Mizbeach. So maybe only such foods require a bracha. V'oid, and furthermore, hotinach la'achrav, that, the halacha that you have to make a bracha by the Shivas Aminim, is a bracha achroina. But that wouldn't be able to teach us l'fon of minayin. How do you know you make a bracha rishoina? Says the Lord, that question we've already resolved. Holakasha, once we know you have to make a bracha achroina, we know that you have to make a bracha rishoina. Because as we said earlier, if you make a bracha when you're full, certainly kishurav lekoshkein. Says the Gemara, and even if we'll say that Ravai is net Ravai, and it's not limited to grapes, but ask the Gemara, we still need to understand something. Hotenach called Dovinatiya. So we'll learn from Hilulim that you make a bracha, but that's only on something that grows from the ground. But something the lapanati, something that doesn't grow from the ground, could go in basar, meat, bayim, eggs, dog and fish. Menolai, how would we know that we have to make a bracha by those foods? Elder says the Gemara, svaruhu. It's the svara is very simple. The svara is that osla and adam shenamayim zebelai bracha. We can't have enough from this word without having a bracha. So here we're seeing how serious it is to make a bracha. If you don't make a bracha, you're stealing from Hashem, as we're going to learn in the Gemara. So the question is, somebody owns a restaurant, use that example, and a kosher restaurant, but he has all sorts of customers, and he has customers that are not careful to necessarily make bracha. So is he allowed to have that restaurant? Isn't this lifnei evil a sit in michshol? So the shal zichu is teres chesed, Eirachayim Simon Dalit says that we're never over lifnei evil asita michshol, if only if the situation is a situation that he could only do the aveira because of me. But if there are other restaurants that these people could eat in, so they don't have to eat necessarily in my restaurant, the halacha is that that isn't lifnei evil. The Netziv in a sefer Meray Mesada says a different word. He says, our Gemara says that if somebody has hanoah from this world without making a bracha kilu mal, and he says that if somebody doesn't know how to make a mi'ilah is only by somebody who is b'shoigig. So there may be a difference between somebody who's a shaygig and somebody who is not a shaygig. But indeed, the Cheshukei Chemed says that a person who owns a kosher restaurant and is concerned that he has customers that don't make a bracha, what he should do is he should put up a sign in the restaurant with all the proper brachas. And by putting up the sign with all the proper brachas, that will serve as a reminder to people to indeed make a bracha. Tanabaran. Aslal Adam Shiana Mailam Hazabalai Bracha. A person cannot benefit from this world without making a bracha. And somebody who does benefit from this world without making a bracha, mol. It's like he did mi'ila. Mai takante. What should he do? Yelech etzel chacham. He should go to the chacham. Ask the Gemara, yelech etzel chacham, what are you accomplishing by going to chacham? My avadle, what will he help you? Havale asura, you ate without making a bracha. El amarava, correct. What is everybody obligated to do? Everybody is obligated to yelech etzel chacham yekara. He should go before he ever starts to eat. And v'yelam denem brachas, that he should learn hilchas brachas, kadei shalai yavol de mi'ila, he shouldn't come to mi'ila. So there's mefarshim ask, but he already did the aveira with eating without a bracha. So they say, there's a very famous question that the poskim discuss, that if somebody did an aveira because he didn't know it's an aveira, is that considered that he did an aveira? And it may be that it's not considered he did an aveira, and this is the raya, because he should go to the chacham and he'll teach him. But the Gemara doesn't say he did an aveira. If he didn't know better, it may not be considered an aveira. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmol. Kol anenem ha'ilam hazabalei bracha. If somebody benefits from this world without making a bracha, kel anenem ha'kotsh shemayim. It's like he had a nor from a kegdish. Shenema l'shem ha'oretz meloyoy. Everything belongs to Hashem. And until you make the bracha, you're stealing from Hashem. And says the Gemara, Rav Levi Rami. Rav Levi asked the following question. Ksiv. One pasuk says, l'shem ha'oretz meloyoy. The ksiv. Yet there's another pasuk that says, Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem, v'aretz lasam layadam. So is it Hashem's or is it ours? Says the Gemara Lekasha. Can't kaidim bracha. Before you make a bracha, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Can't l'acha bracha. But after you make the bracha, Hashem gives it to us. In fact, I saw that there were people that when they came to visit Tzadikim, they would refuse to eat until the person that they visited first made a bracha and ate first. Why? Because our Gemara teaches us that until you make a bracha, it's not yours. If it's not yours, I can't ask you to eat from something which doesn't belong to me. So first of all, what they used to do is ask the person who they were a guest by, make a bracha, and now it becomes yours. And once it becomes yours, you could give it to us. Another pshat that I saw, kan koidin bracha, kan lacha bracha. Before a person makes a bracha, he doesn't realize that everything we have is from Hashem. Kan la'acha bracha, only after we make the bracha, then and only then do we recognize that everything we have belongs to Hashem, and at that point, we could enjoy what we eat. If somebody enjoys food from this world without making a bracha, it's as if he's stealing from Hashem, because Hashem is expecting our bracha, and he's stealing from Knesset Yisrael. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, somebody steals from his parents. Vayme ein pesha. He said, I didn't do anything wrong. Chavahul ish mashchus. Then over v'al kodesh baruch hu. Our father is the Hashem. Shnema halu havicha kainecha. Vein imoy al knesses Yisrael. Shnema shma meni musar havicha v'al titoy shtar simecha. My chavahu lish mashchis. Chavahu li yirachim benavot. He's considered to be in the company of Yerovim benavot. Shishchis es Yisrael l'avim shemashmaim. He caused us not to serve Hashem. So the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, it's talking about a Ben Sayra Moir, who takes away his parents' money, and he thinks that he's doing the right thing. Here we're saying that if you don't make the bracha that you're obligated to do, you're considered like Yeruvim Menavot. Because a person who makes a bracha recognizes that Hashem, that everything we have is from Hashem. I saw a beautiful marshal from the Sefer Peri Yisrael. He explains that if somebody buys something on credit and he pays back in the right time, so then he'll get more credit. But if somebody, Chas V'Sholem, doesn't pay back, so then he's not going to be extended credit anymore. So too, Yeravim ben Nevat, we know, did not allow Klai Yisrael to go up to Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash. Because they weren't able to go to Yerushalayim, they weren't able to get the bracha that comes from going to Yerushalayim. So if you do the right thing, making bracha, it'll only help that you should have more of a shefa bracha. But if you don't do it, you'll be like Yeravim, who prevented us to make a bracha. Says the Gemara, Rav Chanina ba Papa Rami, Ksiv v'lokachti digoni bi'itay. The pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that if we won't do what we're supposed to, he'll take back his grain. On the other hand, v'ksiv, the pasuk says, v'safta digonecho, it's yours. How do we reconcile these two psukim? Answered the Gemara, loy kasha. Kam bizman shisrael oysen ritzoyne shalmakom. If we do what Hashem wants from us, then it's ours. Kam bizman she'ein oysen yisrael ritzoyne shalmakom. But if we don't do what Hashem wants, then it doesn't become ours. Tan Rabbanan, we say, v'safta digonecho, every day in Krishma. Says the Gemara, mat tamaloyma. What do we learn from this pasuk? Says the Gemara, Fisha Nemar. The Torah says, Lo yimusha sefer Torah zemipicha. We're obligated to learn all the time. Yochel dvarm kiksam. So we would think that we have to learn all the time. Tamalayma, v'safta b'gonecha. Hanim behem dircheretz. The Torah wants us to act the way most people act. Divir v'shmol. Rav Shim ben Yochai Omer, efsha adam charish b'shas charisha. But if we're going to tell a person that he has to plow when it's the time for plowing, and plant when it's the time of planting, and cut harvest when it's the time for harvesting, and thresh when it's the time for threshing, and winnow when there's a wind, and we're always busy working, what's going to be with the Torah? Ella, he says, when will we do what Hashem wants of us? We will have other people do our malacha, and we could spend our time learning. Shenemar, there will be other people, strangers, and they'll take care of your animals. However, if we don't do what Hashem wants of us, we have to work ourselves. Not only do we have to work for ourselves, we have to work for other people. You have to work for other people. And says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Haba Osuk Rabbi Shmuel, that they combined learning with working for a livelihood, and they were successful. Yet there were individuals, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, that they wanted to just learn all the time, and they weren't successful. And therefore, says the Gemara, Amal Rava L'Rabbonim, B'metusim Enaychu, I ask of you, B'yoyim Enisha B'yoyim Tishrei, that they lived in agricultural society, and in an agricultural society, the main season is Nisan and Tishrei. He asked them, Loi Techsa Kamai, work, don't come to Yeshiva. Kech Loi Titim Eznak L'Shata. Spend those 2 months working, and you won't need to work the whole year. So the question that's obvious, the parasha of Asafta de Ganecha is part of the pasuk in Krishma. That's a Vahayim Tishmoa Tishma Matsai Shanachim Tzava Eschem Hayoim. So the pasuk is speaking about people who are doing what's right. And how can we say that's talking about Ein Ritzayin Oysim Ritzayin Shamakim? So the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz answers that our pasuk is talking about the oisim mitzvah shemakim, but they're not doing it with perfection, and therefore, since they're not completely devoted to Torah, that's why they have to work as well. Rav Chaim Volozhiner explains that the reason most of the people who tried Rabbi Shimon's reproach failed is that they weren't able to dedicate their lives entirely to Limud HaTorah. However, he says that there were exceptional individuals who were able to have absolute dedication to learning Torah, and they could follow the approach of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. And there's a very famous Rambam, and the Rambam says, Shekol ha-meisim al-liboy, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud. Kol ha-meisim al-liboy lasik b'Torah. Somebody intends to learn. V'loy lasis melacha. Not to work el in Spanish min atztaka. Harezim mechal Hashem. You're not allowed to live that way. That's one Rambam. But then there's another Rambam. The Rambam says, V'loy shevet Levi b'lvad. That not only shevet Levi is the shevet that is devoted, as we would say, 24/7 to learning Torah, but everybody who's prepared to, the Rambam is in the hand of Hilchos Shemitah. El kol ish v'ish, asher nadvay ruach ha'osav, evina mada l'havdol l'am l'fnei Hashem, l'sharsa l'avdoi, he's prepared to give his life to serve Hashem, or parak mal atzavaroi, oil cheshbonis harabim, asher bikshu b'nei Adam, he takes away from himself all the other calculations that life is full of. Harez niskadish kodesh gadoshim, v'yeh Hashem chelka v'nachnosoi lo'olam. He gets incredible brachas. V'yiskloi ba'olam has a dova mask b'loi k'moy shezochel kanam l'vim. We need to support that he should be able to learn all the time. And Ramosha says in the tshuva that let's say you'll have an individual say, I want to follow the first Rambam. I don't want to live off other people, says Rav Moshe in the Tshuva in Yerudei Chelik Beis Simen Kuf Tav Zayin, Chas V'Shom to think that way. If you're a person that can indeed, as we just said from Chaim Volozhiner, be able to devote your life entirely to Torah, that's what you should do. The Brisker Rav writes in the name of the Vilna Gaon that this Rambam that we just spoke about is based on what Rav Shimon ben Yochai said, and even though most people can live the life of Rav Shimon ben Yochai, there are people that can, and they should. The Brikei Yosef, however, asks a stira. Here, Rav Shimon ben Yochai says we're supposed to spend our life learning Torah. Yet, Rav Shimon ben Yochai teaches us in Masechet Menachos, Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis, says the Maramshik, most people cannot be on that madrega. And therefore, since most people can't be on that madrega, we need to learn, says Rav Shimon ben Yochai, all the time. Another way the Brikei Yosef answers this question, he says there are people, there's two chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv of lo yomush, and indeed, as the Gemara Masechta Menachos says, we could fulfill lo yomush by just saying Shema in the morning and the evening. But then there's another chiyuv. There's a chiyuv of shehei divrei Torah v'shinantol v'necha, shehei divrei Torah mechudadim v'ficha. And that obligation we could only fulfill if we learn all the time. I saw another pshat that the Chasam Sofer suggests. If somebody indeed spends all of the time that he works l'shem shamayim, that he should be able to learn Torah, then he will indeed be successful and be able to learn Torah all the time. Another pshat that I saw, because you know why they weren't successful to be like Shimon ben Yochai? Because they were trying to imitate somebody. You can't succeed by imitating. You can only succeed by being original and doing it the right way. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Babachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Yehuda Berbaloi, Bar Reish Loi Kedarsh Rishonim Daras Achroinim. The early generations aren't like the later generations. Daras Rishonim also Taros and Kva Malach Nan Rai. Like we've been speaking, their main goal in life was to do what was supposed to be done. And they worked because they needed to work. And therefore, Zuv Zuv in the sky and Biyodam, and they were successful both in their learning and in their work. However, Daras Achroinim, Osam Alachim Kvav Tarasan Arai. What they did was, work was the main thing, and they only learned Torah, not with the seriousness. Zuv Zuv Lo Nuskam Yom, and they're therefore not successful. Says the Gemara, Vam Rabba Bab Chanam Rabbi Yochum Shem Yehuda Berbaloi. Barash like Daris Rishonim Daris Achroinim. Daris Rishonim Machnisim per same Dara Traxman. The Halacha, we discussed this in this Masecht already, is that in order for produce to be chayiv in Trumas and Maisas Medaraisa, you have to take it through the front door after it was finished being processed. So they were careful to do that. Kedei l'chayivim b'maisa. Daris Achroinim, the later generations, Machnisim per same Dara Gagus, Dara Chatzizir, Dara Chafifas, they didn't take it through the front door. In order, Kedel Fatra Maisa. Domer Rabbi Yonai. Ein ha Tevel Meschai B'Maisa. Tevel is not Chai B'Maisa. At Shir Pnei Baisa. Until it comes through the front door. Shnemra, as the Pasuk says, Be'arti HaKadosh Min HaBayis. Rabbi Yonai, even if you took it through the Chotzer, the Zechi B'Maisa M'Daraisa, Shnem V'Ochel B'Sharech V'Saveyu. So I saw that Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlit in the Sefer Cheshukei Chemed says that this Gemara is an important lesson for life. People try to avoid doing a mitzvah. He says it particularly for our Gemara. People try to avoid eating bread, so they shouldn't have to bench. And they try to come up with different types of food that there may not be a chiyuv or benching. Our Gemara shows that what made the Doris HaRishonim so special, what made them so special was that they made it they tried to be mechayiv in a mitzvah. But I did see a pshat that there was a fundamental halachic machloikis between the Doris Rishonim and the Doris Achronim. The Doris Rishonim held that mitzvah v'oisa, doing a mitzvah that we're obligated to do, is odif, is preferable. The Doris Achronim held ain a mitzvah, doing it when you're not obligated to do it, and you still do it, that's more preferable. So it was really a halachic difference of opinion. Chutz min ha-yayin, so we said by wine, we make a special bracha, or bar pri ha-gofen. Ask the mamashno yayin, what makes wine special? Ilem mishum d'shtani l'luyeh, because it becomes better, it became wine. Ishtani l'bracha, that's why we make a special bracha. Ask the mamashemim, but what about olive oil? D'shtani l'luyeh, it also gets better. V'lo ishtani l'bracha, but we don't make a different bracha for olive oil. Don't rabbi yudah mishmul. V'chein amar b'yitzchak, amar b'yoychen. Shem zayis, b'vachal l'abar priyates. Amri, hasa mishum d'lo yefshar. There's no nusach that we can make on olive oil. Hechen nevarech, because what should be the bracha? Nevarech b'yre pri hazayis, peri gufa zayisikri. We couldn't say b'yre pri hazayis, because the fruit itself is called zayis. So saying this way is not saying it correctly, because it seems to me that Hashem creates the fruit. Hashem creates the olive. V'narech le barach pri eit zayis. So I have a good nosach. Say bar pri eight zayis ela mezutra chamr zayin. Wine nourishes mishchaloi zayin. Ask the gemara mishchaloi zayin. It doesn't give nourishment. But tonight there's a mishnah masechta erevin hanoidim in a mazon. If somebody makes a nether that he won't have benefit from mazon mutav b'mayim melch. He's allowed to have water or salt. Vavina ba mayim melch udalay yikri mazon. Only water and salt not considered nourishment. Hakom million mikri is mazon. Everything else is considered nourishing. Nematav to yufta Rav Shmuel. Dama aim of achim bari minim mezonis al chamishas minim bavad. You only make a bari minim mezonis on the chamishas minim. If we're saying that everything nourishes, you should be able to say bari minim mezonis on everything. Bamer Rav Huna. Boimer, the Mishnah is referring to somebody who said kol hazon alai. Anything that offers any nourishment, and olive oil is included that. So Alma mishchazayin, the olive oil does give nourishment. So again, why don't we make a special bracha on olive oil? El chamr sod, wine fills you up. Mishchaloi sod, olive oil doesn't satiate you. Ask the gemara, chamr misod, does wine fill you up? V'rava have a shosi chamr kamala yom de pescha. He would drink wine all erev Pesach. Kehecha, the nigra libe, in order that he should get an appetite. V'nechal matzah tfei, and he'll eat more matzah. But as the Avdi Nezer explains, v'nechal matzah tfei doesn't mean that he'll eat more matzah. There's no mitzvah to eat more matzah than you're obligated to eat. What it means is that the matzah that you ate, but you're obligated to eat, he'll eat with a geschmack. Answers the Gemara Tuvagar. A lot of wine gets the appetite going. Porto, a little wine, soid satiates. But the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha says this isn't a halacha for everybody. Everybody has to know their own nature. Ask the Gemara, or miyasad klal, does wine satiate? V'ksev yain yisamach levav enish, v'lecha levanish, and yisad, nahama hu desad, bread satiates, chamer lo sod. So we're back to a question. Why by wine do we make a special bracha, not by olive oil? El chamer is by tarti. Sod, it satiates or misamach. Nama, bread, misit sod, it satiates, smuch le misamach. Yochi, so if wine is so great, nevarach la sholosh brachas, so why don't we bench? Like cover interest of the solai, because people don't make a meal out of wine. Amalei, Rav Nachman Yitzel Grover. So if so, if somebody cover lai sudasai, if somebody will make bikavei suda on wine, what will be the halacha? Amalei, Yishav El Yo V'yoma. If El Yo will come and tell us, we have a kavius of that is considered kavius. Hashtamia, maybe that may be something that people will do at one point. Hashtamia bottle data, it's a kolodom. Now everybody. Nobody makes a meal out of wine. And since people don't make a meal out of wine, we don't bench because it doesn't fall into the category of a chatva svata v'rachta.